Hi, this is Sandra of Win International Ministries. I wanted to encourage you to keep looking to and keep trusting God. God knows what you have been going through and He wants to help. But because God is at work in your life, so is the enemy. The enemy has been busy sowing discord, disharmony, and division everywhere he has shown up. The enemy has studied you and figured out where your weak spots are. The enemy knows exactly what to do to make you angry, make you worry, or make you want to give up and quit. The enemy does not want you to have God's success. So the enemy has recruited new workers that are trying to discourage you, depress you, and make you give up or quit. You are not the only one going through it. You are not the only one that is suffering. You are not the only one who has wondered just what in the world is going on. Anyone that truly loves God and serves God is going through it. Most folks are going through it on high levels with one thing happening after another. God doesn't want you to cave in under the pressure. God doesn't want you to give up because life seems so hard and nothing seems to work. The fact that it is not working and there is pain in your life is a clear indicator that God has marked you for something better. This is why the enemy is trying to stop it, block it, or make you give up and quit. The reason the enemy wants you in pain and wants you to be depressed is because when pain gets strong, you can't think straight. You can't reason right. And you can't figure things out. The enemy wants you to stay depressed, tired, fed up, or sick. Don't let the enemy get the victory. Stay on and pray on with God. God can, and God will help you. Trust that God is fighting for you in unseen ways, even if you don't see nothing, feel nothing, or get nothing. Pray more, so that God can do more. Read your Bible. Listen to scriptures. Or listen to worship songs. Praying, reading your Bible, or listening to worship songs will help God help you renew your mind, so that you can go on and gain enough endurance and strength to reach what God has for you. You will reap a harvest of blessings if you do not give up or do not quit. If you keep going with God, you will step into new territory. You will be blessed with more. You will be given more. You will get what God has saved just for you. Don't let the hell storm that the enemy has sent against you rob you of joy and steal what God has for you. Try again. Go again. Pray again. Give again. Or do again. Decide that no matter what, you will pray. You will trust God. And you will keep on getting up and going with God. What God has for you is going to be worth it.